Your North Iowa News continues on KCHA. A Charles City man is facing an assault charge following his arrest last week. Charles City police say they responded to a domestic disturbance in the 1300 block of F Street just after 4 p.m. last Monday. The investigation led to 29-year-old Colton Lindley being taken into custody on one count of domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury. According to the criminal complaint, Lindley is accused of grabbing the alleged victim and shoving them, causing injury to the victim's arm and neck area. Court records show that in 2018, Lindley was convicted of forgery, first-degree theft, second-degree theft, third-degree burglary, and ongoing criminal conduct, all felonies, for which he received a suspended sentence and placed on probation for 5 years. Meanwhile, a Rudd man accused of vandalizing Lindley's SUV last summer is scheduled for trial April 24th in Floyd County District Court. 57-year-old Michael Frazier faces a charge of second-degree criminal mischief, a Class D felony, after he allegedly punched Lindley's Ford Explorer in Rockford, leaving dents and causing almost $3,000 in damages on June 27, 2024, the day before Frazier's birthday. A traffic stop last month about 8 miles south of Charles City has led to drug charges against a Nashua woman. Floyd County Sheriff's Office says 38-year-old Danielle Connect was arrested Thursday afternoon on two warrants charging her with possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. According to the criminal complaints, Connect's Pontiac Grand Prix was pulled over for speeding the night of March 22nd in the 2800 block of 280th Street. FCSO K-9 Sirius was deployed and alerted to the odor of narcotics. A search of the vehicle allegedly found a crystalline substance plus a glass pipe with residue, both which field tested positive for meth. After lab tests confirmed the substances as meth, warrants for Connect's arrest were issued. The Mitchell County Sheriff's Office has arrested an Osage man wanted for repeated violations of his probation. A Sheriff's Office Facebook post Thursday morning asked for the public's assistance in locating 38-year-old Brett Baldwin. An update about 5 p.m. Friday afternoon indicated Baldwin had been taken into custody. No other details were provided. According to court records, Baldwin is on probation of felony convictions in December 2022. In Mitchell County, he was convicted of third-degree burglary and third-degree criminal mischief, while in Sergordo County, he was convicted of possession of methamphetamine. Baldwin received suspended 5-year sentences in both counties, with probation being served concurrently. Probation violation reports filed in February in both counties list a host of infractions by Baldwin between April 2023 and February of this year, including continued use of meth, failed urinalysis tests for meth and marijuana, failure to keep appointments with his parole officer, and changing or ending jobs without notifying authorities. Mason City Police Department investigating the report of a missing 17-year-old. Dominic Garrick was reported missing by his mother Friday. He was last seen at home at about 2:30 Friday morning. MCPD says it's believed that Dominic left home intentionally and not under suspicious circumstances. Dominic Garrick is described as a white male, 6 feet, 150 pounds, brown hair and hazel eyes. He was last seen wearing black and red checkered pajama pants on top with black, gray, and yellow Brooks tennis shoes. Contact Mason City Police if you have any information on to Dominic's whereabouts. Temporary traffic pattern changes for travelers on U.S. Highway 63 in Bremer County begin today. The Iowa DOT's New Hampton Construction Office says the project to extend the box culvert on southbound U.S. 63 at Crane Creek, 1.5 miles south of Iowa 188, just west of Tupola, will require shifting all traffic onto the northbound lanes near the work zone. During construction, motorists will be placed in a head-to-head traffic pattern in the northbound lanes of U.S. 63. Work is targeted for completion by mid-October, weather permitting. A pair of North Iowa men have won almost $250,000 combined playing Iowa Lottery scratch games in recent weeks. On Friday, Lyle Becker of Nashua claimed his prize of over $88,000 at the lottery's regional office in Cedar Rapids. Becker's win is the largest jackpot so far in the Monopoly Game Tokens progressive Instaplay game after he purchased his winning ticket at Steamboat Gardens in Waterloo. Since the game debuted last month, Becker becomes the fifth player to win more than $25,000, a list that also includes the almost $35,000 won by Curtis Lane of Waterloo. Becker's win, however, only just over half of the $150,000 top prize recently won by Leon Mackey of Grundy Center with the Feeling Lucky scratch game. He purchased his winning ticket at Quickstar in Parkersburg. And word into the newsroom that the Avenue of the Saints between Charles City and New Hampton has now reopened to traffic. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.